Between 1801 and 1850, Scotland gained for hen 1,600,000 folk in tilt to 12,800,000. We knew had poor houses, skill inspectors, railways, industrial change at its hecht, a state that was mair and mair centrified getting, and Scotland's men and bits of boys sent to fecht and dee and sindry frem at weirs. I thought ony rotten stond up for the hale kintra, but for the Southron lead. The sindry dialects of Scots changed, drifted, and took in words for new communities, sick as the travellers, Erse folk fleeing the famine, and others for further awa'. Scots folk in turn left their hame and gaed till America, Australia, Canada, and other erts, speaking the lead as they gaed, and whiles leaving a bit of trace on the moves of their offspring in they new worlds. But at hame there were a new gathering of lettered bodies, folk that had been reared speaking Scots, and that knew rate in the lead for their newspaper articles. They spake about all and ilka subject under the sun in the dialects of their erts, from the borders to Shetland. And they spake about the Scots lead forby, whiles toothy of the state, its teachers, and the way its Scots speakers was treated. In known age, scholars sick as James Murray started to spear into the fair years of Scots, to mark it out on kerts, to set it down, and for the first time mak an academic subject out of it. And towards the end of the 19th century, scrivers casting back till an earlier time started writing hourly couthy novels, with crack in Scots, that got called Kailyard Scriven. But all the while, through the 1870s and 1880s, the Southron lead was established as a subject in its ain recht, and as the A-lead for skill lair, tacking the steed that Latin yince had. By the start of the 1900s, the Scots nation had a cringy at itself for speaking Scots, for speaking Gaelic, and almost often other sib to the kintra. The weir that the skills waged again the Scots dialects tint muckle Scots, but didna find ony Southron. In the cities, where the traditional speech meld with crack coming fae all gates, the academics jaloosed the lead wisnae pure ony mair. And they landward perts that spake the older idiom yet, they jaloosed that they were the best of Doric. A fouth the scrivens and Scots in the papers and poems and the novels was apparent in all the erts, even though the skills was etlin to wear it out, and maist of the folk spake it yet as their day and daily lead, but all this was a wa' to change.